Mini episode 623 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 623 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 12th season covering the NFL. This is your week 7 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys, you leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are four quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. There are nine running backs: Jamal Charles, Eddie Lacy, C.J. Anderson, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, Jeremy Hill, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, and DeMarco Murray. There are eight wide receivers: Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Megatron, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, and A.J. Green. There are two tight ends: Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Mr. Environmental is also a hunter. Kind of an interesting combination.
I hunt quail, Jeremy. They're overpopulated in this region, and they're decimating the grubworm population. You got a problem with that?
Nearly as much as I do with the attire that you have on, or just your general point of view towards everybody. But let's go kill some birds. I'm psyched.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account, at the FDH Lounge. Cincinnati, Denver, Chicago, and Green Bay are on the bye this week. We like nine QBs this week: Drew Brees, Derek Carr, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Carson Palmer, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, and Matt Stafford. We like 16 running backs: Justin Forsett, Devontae Freeman, Frank Gore, Todd Gurley, Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, Chris Johnson, Duke Johnson, Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy, Lamar Miller, Alfred Morris, Latavius Murray, Joseph Randall, Shane Vereen, and Danny Woodhead. We like 19 wide receivers: John Brown, Martavis Bryant, Brandon Cooks, Amari Cooper, Eric Decker, Julian Edelman, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, Pierre Garçon, T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, Vincent Jackson, Brandon Marshall, Dante Moncrief, Steve Smith, Willie Snead, Golden Tate, Mike Wallace, and Terrence Williams. We like four tight ends: Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, Julius Thomas, and Jason Witten. Every week we also recommend five of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Eli Manning, Carson Palmer, Devontae Freeman, Todd Gurley, and John Brown. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2015, available on the main page at FantasyDraftHelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Chip Carey, Lex Luger, Nikita Koloff, and Bob Barker from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.